hoping for the best and preparing for the worst. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
People are remembering the last storm that hit Tampa Bay, which was 100 years ago. This could very well be that next 100-year storm.
Scott Hopes is the administrator for Manatee County, urging Floridians to take Hurricane Ian seriously. Governor Ron DeSantis already has a state of emergency in effect with thousands of National Guard members activated.
What we're telling people is please be listening to what your local officials on the emergency management side are directing.
Evacuations already underway, especially in some low-lying areas along Florida's Gulf Coast, where Ian could make landfall as a major hurricane Wednesday into Thursday. Some counties also canceling school for the next few days, preparing to use some schools as shelters. President Biden just meeting with his competition council, calling it a moment of global uncertainty, noting inflation and the war in Ukraine. But he says the U.S. is in a stronger position than any other country to navigate global challenges. And he again defends his policies. But stocks sink again, continuing last week's sell-off, driven in part by recession fears.
There was an early comeback this morning. It completely failed to hold broad-based declines yet again on Wall Street. So at the bell, the Dow fell over 1% or minus 300 plus points in bear market territory, which is a drop of 20% from its recent highs.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti, the Dow finishing at 29,260. The S&P also dropping more than 1%. The NASDAQ sliding 65 points. Police in Chicago just confirming that a suspect shot by police earlier today got into a building where a SWAT team exercise was underway and grabbed at least two guns before he was shot and wounded. Police say the man had been asking where to go to retrieve personal property and used a fire escape to get in. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Planned Parenthood is asking a judge in Arizona to put on hold a ruling that lets prosecutors enforce a Civil War era law banning abortion in nearly all cases. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
This ban would take Arizona women back to more than 150 years and subject them to a law from 1864. A time before Arizona was even a state.
Reiterating the president's call to Congress to turn abortion rights into federal law following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. Arizona's largest abortion provider says last week's ruling to enforce that 1864 law creates confusion over a more recent state law banning abortions after 15 weeks. Some Republicans accuse federal prosecutors of overreach with the arrest of an anti-abortion activist.
Mark Houck is a well-known pro-life activist accused of shoving a 72-year-old patient escort outside of Philadelphia Planned Parenthood on two occasions last year. Houck was arrested by federal agents because he's been charged with violating the FACE Act that makes it a federal crime to forcibly block access to reproductive clinics. The FBI says there have been some inaccurate claims made about the arrest.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. Houck's wife says the arrest when their children were at home left the family traumatized. The FBI's Philadelphia office says no SWAT teams were used and the arrest was made without incident after agents knocked on the door and identified themselves. Starbucks says it wants to begin the union bargaining process.
Although the coffee giant has said it doesn't want its 9,000 company-owned stores to go the union route, it now wants to start contract negotiations next month at hundreds of U.S. stores that have voted to unionize.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, Starbucks sending letters to more than 200 stores offering a three-week window to begin the process. However, union officials are expressing some skepticism. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.